You're listening to SBS News.
For decades, the answer to that very question has been somewhat unclear. Until now. As part of the much-adored television show's 50th anniversary celebrations, the intersection of West 63rd Street and Broadway in New York City's borough of Manhattan has been renamed Sesame Street. A public unveiling was attended by fans, politicians, and some of the show's most iconic characters, such as Big Bird, Cookie Monster, and Elmo. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said it was a happy, historic day, even for one of the show's most notoriously skeptical characters.
S is for smiles. I bet even Oscar the Grouch is smiling now. And now we will change in a moment the S of 63rd Street and make it the S of Sesame Street.
Since 1969, the Sesame Street program has been a pioneering force in education and equality, tackling issues such as loss, poverty, and racism. In a storyline in the 1980s, characters learned a store owner on Sesame Street had passed away, and through the on-screen discussion which took place, young audiences began learning to cope with grief. The series also recently introduced a character named Julia, who falls on the autism spectrum.
I don't think Julia likes me very much.
Oh, no, you two are just meeting for the first time. She has autism. Hmm. She likes it when people know that.
Autism? Well, what's autism?
Well, for Julia, she may not do what you expect.
Yeah, she does things just a little differently, in a Julia sort of way.
Oh, okay.
A non-profit organization called Sesame Workshop is behind the show's drive to make the world's children smarter, stronger, and kinder. Last year, the workshop partnered with the Lego Foundation as part of an initiative to help Syrian and Rohingya refugee children. The initiative aims to teach alphabets, numbers, and play-based learning programs to counter the effects of stress faced by the children in refugee camps in Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Bangladesh. Jeffrey Dunn, the president and CEO of Sesame Workshop, says he hopes the new official Sesame Street in New York City serves as a reminder of the show's legacy.
Every single passerby who sees this beautiful new sign, they can now be reminded of the timeless lessons learned on Sesame Street. That everyone, no matter who they are or where they are from, is equally deserving of respect, equal opportunity, and joy.
This story was brought to you today by Evan Young and the letters S, B, and S.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.